Listen, man, another motherfucking podcast. And listen, just welcome yourself to this episode because I'm going to talk about why you should not trust anybody in this world, man, except for anybody that's worth actually trusting, man. Don't just trust a random stranger because you wind up getting raped and killed and, you know, thrown in the bushes and shit like that. You know, I don't know what to say, but hey, man, you know why all these dudes turn into serial killers? Because they usually get kicked out at a young age or they people just give up on them. You know what I'm saying? So now niggas out killing people and stealing cars and shit like that, running from the police and stuff like that. You could only run from the police for so long, bro, because these people have GPSs, man. These people have tracking devices. People can track you off your phone. Like, come on, man. They know everything that you don't know. So just listen closely, because a lot of niggas out here, man, I don't know, y'all think money will help you trust people. Yeah, in a certain way. In a certain way. But you still gotta keep one eye open. Especially women. Like, all the dudes that get cheated on and replaced and all that, bro. It's because y'all don't pay attention, bro. Y'all niggas just date women and y'all become gentlemen and y'all don't realize that she could be scheming behind your back. She could be talking to another nigga behind your back that's better than you, and you don't even know it, my nigga. That's why you gotta stay prepared and just relax. You know what I'm saying? See, a lot of niggas, they go out and go get buku bitches because they scared. They scared of dating somebody because they think the only thing that's gonna happen is them getting cheated on. Well, see, this is what I'm talking about when I say don't trust nobody. That's smart not to trust nobody, but nigga, if you see somebody like you, man, you better go for that, man. Once in a lifetime thing, you never know if you're gonna make it the next day. You know what I'm saying? Reason why I say that you really shouldn't trust nobody, another reason, is because, man, listen, bro, everybody not your friend. Everybody not gonna be, hey, yo, what's up, such and such. Nah, not all the time. You know what I'm saying? That's why you gotta get used to being, you know what I'm saying, solo. You know? And a lot of people don't make podcasts because they afraid of what other people would say. But listen, man, you gotta make podcasts and talk about however you feel. You know what I'm saying? Start off just talking about however you feel first. And then, you know what I'm saying, then you start doing whatever the fuck you want. And posting whatever you want. But listen, man, like, don't be no follower either, man. Like, if you don't trust nobody, don't be gullible. You know what I'm saying? Don't be believing that people can actually save your life with a magical device or some shit. You know what I'm saying? That's like $20, like, nah, shit not gonna happen, man. Like, it's not gonna happen, man. Like, that's like you trying to buy a water slide from Family Dollar or something like that. And then you take it out and use it, but it's smaller than what it actually is. See, this is what I'm talking about right here. Family, like, you know what I'm saying? All these stores, like, they'll false advertise shit. Like, they false advertise the Whoppers. You know what I'm saying? The food that you see on them commercials, man. Come on, nah. That's not how that food really look, bro. They putting steroids and shit in the food. They putting all type of shit in the food that keep the food ready. You know what I'm saying? And keep it fresh looking. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have it looking fresh in the commercial, or else niggas ain't gonna want it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, I'm tired as fuck, man. So I'm saying, get your sleep in. Get a lot of sleep in. And don't trust nobody, man. Don't don't just be out here making friends with everybody, bro. Cause nigga tells somebody else your information, what you gonna do? Chase him down and then keep chasing everybody down? But it's not easy. It's not easy to find people. You know, there's so many places you could go in this world. It's why it's like, bro, I don't know. I would never be a Blood or a Crip. That shit's stupid as hell to me. That's some follower ass shit. Don't be no follower, my nigga. Don't be no follower that says, I want to be a Blood or a Crip just because somebody else said it. Nah, man. Be yourself, nigga. Be yourself. Don't go out chasing other people so then you can get the bag. Just go get the bag. You know what I'm saying? Chase the paper, not the bag. If you chase the bag, you're going to always be expecting a certain amount. You chase the paper, nigga, you're going to be expecting the same amount of paper, and you're going to make that same amount of paper because it's not hard. Only thing you got to worry about is where you're going to put that paper at. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the mindset, bro. Don't let nobody interfere with your mindset. Don't let nobody try to talk you out of who you are, bro. Be yourself, nigga. If you say you don't want to go to school, nigga, you don't want to get no degree from high school or college, you know what I'm saying? That's all right. Just have a plan for your life. Don't just drop out and be like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just dropping out. That's it. I don't care about life. Nah, man, if you dropping out, at least have a plan. You don't have to go into your plan right away. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just have a plan so you don't have to worry about shit. You know what I'm saying? I hate worrying about shit because then when you worry about shit, you start rushing and then you don't even do the shit all the way through. You know what I'm saying? You do it half-heartedly. You know what I'm saying? I don't like doing shit half-assed. So listen, man. And we got a lot of people out here that are followers, man. And a lot of people are afraid of the government. Like I said in my other podcast, man, niggas is afraid of the government. I might as well make a podcast saying why you shouldn't be afraid of the government, man. Because niggas is really afraid of the government. Niggas really pay taxes and think that there's no way to stop that. You think that there's no way to stop anything that the government makes you do. You just do it. A lot of people are really obedient towards the government. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why I keep calling them the government. I forgot that I'm supposed to call them people in power because I don't respect the government. Nigga, they don't do what they supposed to do. Nigga, they don't help the people. You know what I'm saying? People still poor. People still dying out here. What the hell did they change? You know what I'm saying? Let me know. You niggas write an essay or something because I don't see shit. I don't see no changes. Niggas is still out here homeless. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is giving up. And they don't got nowhere to go. And you know what I'm saying? But the street. And in the streets, nigga, you get killed. You can get killed real fucking quick, man. A lot of niggas want to be thugs and gangsters. But listen, bro, you going to be a thug and a gangster, nigga. You better understand, nigga. That shit comes with a price, nigga. These niggas be really dying over that shit. Niggas be dying over being a Blood. Niggas be dying over being a Crip. Ain't nobody, I'm not talking about 6ix9ine, man. 6ix9ine is his own person. I'm just saying, niggas, that's an example of a follower. Like, everybody want me to say, like, Tekashi 6ix9ine is the reason why I'm saying all this. Nah, man. Nah. Because a lot of people have different perspectives, and you can't just be like everybody a follower. So listen, bro. Only reason why I would call anybody a follower is if they just, you know, they see somebody that's leading and they follow them and they not aware of the consequences. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just you blindly following somebody. And I don't like that. I cannot respect that if you just blindly following somebody. You don't have fruitful information backing up why you support that person. Come on, man. Stop. You know what I'm saying? Stop supporting people that you don't even know shit about. Half of the people that hate Trump, like I said, don't know shit about Trump. So what they tell you? Niggas is prejudice, man. Niggas will hate you and will not know shit about you, but will still hate you. That's just how it is. That's how the internet is. That's how shit is in real life. Niggas, see, niggas trying to make the internet like real life because they trying to put everybody perspective and opinion, you know what I'm saying, on the internet. They trying to make it to where you can see everybody opinion, but you can still see everything, like Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter. Man, Instagram, they got it to where it's like, nigga, you could post a picture, just make a long-ass caption, and, you know, that's all you could do, and, nigga, people are just, that's all you need to do, and you'll be famous off that. You could get famous off of anything on social media, my nigga. Anything could go viral, but you have to understand that, like, when you talk about conscious shit, niggas don't actually care about that, so it might take a longer time to go viral, you know what I'm saying? But understand this, man. Because a lot of niggas, they stuck in the mindset where they feel like they have to treat every girl that they get as a queen. Listen, man, if the bitch ain't talking to you, my nigga, don't treat the bitch like a queen. You only treat her like a queen when she loyal to you. That's it. That's what I'm saying, nigga. Perfect example of don't trust anybody in this motherfucking world except for the people that you know are trustworthy. You know what I'm saying? This episode is specifically aimed to tell niggas to just go out there and relax, nigga. Enjoy life, nigga. Eat good. Whatever the fuck you gotta do to get your mind off of failure. Cause you need success, man. Success is you achieving your goals. You achieving your goals and nigga, just not suffering, nigga, not complaining all the time. We need people out here that's gonna lead and not complain about shit. But listen, man, I'm about to go and leave this podcast. I want all y'all to just leave a comment, you know what I'm saying? Tell me what y'all think about this shit, because I still feel like nobody should just blindly trust anybody, man. You gotta be aware of your surroundings and the people that you around, you know what I'm saying? Everything. But listen, man, I'm about to go. So y'all just tell me what y'all think about this. For real, man. Like, for real, don't trust nobody, man. Never trust anybody unless you have reasons, good reasons, to trust that person. All right, man, I'm out.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.